From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A huge explosion in Bangkok. At least 18 people are dead. Scores were wounded in an explosion near a popular tourist site in the central part of the city. These tourists from Europe were not expecting such an event in Thailand.
Going to like the main tourist areas, I would probably feel fairly unsafe, but personally, I'm not too worried about it.
Our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
Thai officials said the blast was intended to kill people and deliver a blow to Thailand's tourism industry. Hundreds of residents of Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosion, protested on Monday. They are demanding the government compensate them for damaged houses. The death toll from the disaster has now been put at 114. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. His decision is the latest blow to peace talks between the government and rebels, sponsored by the East African bloc IGAD. Asked by VOA if this means the fighting in South Sudan will continue, a rebel spokesman said, apparently. The proposed agreement was signed Monday by rebel leader Riek Machar and the head of South Sudan's ruling party. Machar said the signing was not in vain.
I think the signing is meaningful. It's not meaningless. It is an expression that from our side, we want the war to come to an end. We want peace to prevail.
On the government's Twitter account, Mr. Kiir said, quoting now, "Peace that cannot be sustained cannot be signed." If you'd like to check out more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court has awarded symbolic damages to an online Russian writer who claimed her employer's main goal was churning out internet propaganda favorable to Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a ruling Monday, the court in St. Petersburg set the damages at 1 ruble, the penalty sought by the plaintiff. Ludmila Savchuk, the writer, went public earlier this year with claims that her company, Internet Research, flooded the internet with pro-Putin and pro-Kremlin propaganda. Russia is dismissing as rumors reports that it hosted Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani in July, despite a United Nations travel ban. The United States accuses Soleimani of being responsible for the deaths of 500 troops in Iraq and a failed attempt to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador in Washington. Daniel Scharf reports.
During a news conference in Moscow Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the report of the alleged visit. Lavrov spoke after meeting with visiting Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. He said all commentaries on these rumors have been made, and there is nothing to add what he called a chain of suspicions from his American colleagues. The U.S. State Department said last week that Soleimani's reported trip violated the U.N. ban. A Russian deputy foreign minister on Friday rejected the statement, saying they earlier informed the United States they had no information of any visit. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
Pakistan's military says at least 50 militants were killed Monday in airstrikes on hideouts in northwestern Pakistan along the Afghan border. A military statement says the airstrikes in two areas of the North Waziristan tribal region also destroyed an ammunition cache. As Sri Lanka held elections to choose a new parliament, all eyes were on the bid by its former president to stage a political comeback. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Sri Lankans headed to over 12,000 polling booths on Monday to make a crucial choice, whether to stay with current Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe or give Mahinda Rajapaksa, who suffered a shocking defeat in January, a chance to occupy another commanding political position. The two men are the main contenders in the race to control the 225-member parliament and become prime minister. Mr. Rajapaksa says he is confident that the coalition led by his Sri Lanka Freedom Party will win more than half the seats. Ranil Wickremesinghe of the United National Party dismisses his optimism. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
Rescue teams were poised to hike through rugged terrain Tuesday toward the wreckage of an Indonesian airliner. The plane crashed Sunday with 54 people aboard. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.